fox hunt on Tuesday night would be his night to turn the dogs loose. A lot of times I'd go out to his farm, and it'd just be him and I. He had a big old log up there with some chains on it and about six foxhounds chained up to the log, and we'd let them all get a hold of them just by their collars. And then he had this horn that he would blow, and he claimed it. He said he had a horn one time he could blow old Joe Clark on. And he said Charlie got a hold of it, and Charlie died, and Charlie's widow wouldn't let him have it back. But he had this other horn that he said that come down to the family, and he liked it all well. So he'd blow that all in dogs' ears and go straight up. And they'd take off a howling and jumping and running way off into the night. Then he'd have a fire built, and he'd poke up the fire and tell me stories. And one night he told me how he learned how to sing high. And he said when he was a little kid, he was born in 1911, and he said when he was a little kid, he would walk down by the old railroad track there in Rosine, and he said he could hear the veterans from World War I coming back from the war, and they'd be walking along down there by themselves in the hollering. I don't know if y'all know about hollering, but back in the country, you could be walking along by yourself, and the hills would be kind of steep on each side, and the echo might be pretty good, so you might think that there was nobody around who could hear you, so you might be walking along like it, and you go, like that, because you'd like to hear it bouncing out a little bit. And he said he'd hear those old timers walking down along there, and he'd get to wanting to do that, and he'd get off by himself in the fields. And of course, you get up in the woods where there's a little bit of distance between the trees, and you got some good acoustics up there. And trees are real good, especially tall trees are real good for making an echo. And he said that's how he got started with his singing style. And I remember the first night we went fox hunting, he told that story, and we poked up the fire and talked about those old days, and we listened, and the dogs never did strike a trail that night, and we stood up there by the fire for a long time, and he said, you know, it looks like those dogs would have found that fox by now. And he said, well, we'll stay up here for a while longer and listen. And pretty soon, he had a hired van that lived in down in a little garage behind his barn there, and he and his wife, and it took care of Bill's farm when Bill was out on the road. And pretty soon this fellow's wife came up, and she had a little tray with some pastries on it. And I noticed that following right behind her was two of those foxes. They didn't trade those pastries. Anyhow, this is a song that Bill wrote to me. I think it's one of his prettiest, because they're all pretty. And you know, when I was young, I just listened to all those old songs, and I thought to myself, oh, he just made those up to make them rhyme and make them sing right and everything like that. And I found out later on that every one of the songs that he wrote were true, and they were about old love affairs and girlfriends that he'd had, and wives and children and all that. And then all of his, if you really want to know about his private life, is all there in those songs. And all about his childhood. So.